Hello, and welcome to the second part of my interview with Jackie Attard. Jackie is a CEO of an organization called Realize Business. And in this part of the interview, I asked Jackie to talk about the impact that the coaching she'd taken from HBS had had on both herself and onto the organization.
Jackie, when we spoke earlier, you spoke about the reasons why you wanted to basically undertake some coaching and how that experience worked for you in terms of fitting into your routine. You started to touch on some of the outcomes of that. Jackie, could you explore a little bit more about, from the business perspective, having gone now through this process, the business outcome, or maybe multiple outcomes, and has that changed some fundamental aspects of how you're now running your organization?
There was a mate, so working together, we identified key areas around the structure of the business and some risks as well. One of them, of course, being that I didn't have a 2IC in place. So not only did that make my work day and pressure on me, there was also the risk to the business. So that was something that we went, so we looked at a complete restructure of the business. So, and we changed our business model as well. So we were able to reduce delivery costs of one of our products by about 15%, which meant which was considerable to the considerable impact to profit.
Yes.
And the other, so we really looked at the strategy of the business, and the other thing that I was able to do was not get distracted by potentially things that would take me off track but then could cost the business. So
you were more focused.
I was much more focused, yeah. And I was able to see what I needed to focus on more clearly as well. So that that set us up now for a very different business structure. Also improved my reporting to the board and my ability to work more confidently with the board as well.
Yeah, Jackie, that's great. So clearly there was the personal development skills and you're a very experienced businesswoman and developing those, as you said at the start, but actually the outcome seems to be now quite a fundamental shift as to how you see the organization and how you now run that organization, and that's seen an improvement in terms of cost and the bottom line, I guess, certainly from some aspects.
Yeah, and yes, you've summarised that well, and I have a better team of people around me.
Yeah. Do you think they recognise that change in you, Jackie? Have they picked up
some of them that were around before aren't there anymore. But yes, those that are here have that's a question that's hard for me to answer. I think they would need to.
We should probably ask. I should ask the others.
Fair
question.
The job of a CEO is a job that is very complex today, and there is nowhere where you really can go and learn to be a CEO. Yeah. So if you find yourself in a position of being in a CEO, it can be very isolating, it can be lonely. Yes. I think that being able to have somebody that can help you with your own personal development and also with the business, I think that's very unique in the market. But that's what a CEO needs.
Yes. Now that's great comments, Jackie. Thank you. Jackie, thank you very much. That was very insightful. I hope that's given some insight for other people listening to this who are in a similar position to yourselves. And we thank you very much for giving us your time today. and look forward to seeing your business grow even more and become even more successful.
Thank you very much, Dave. You have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Thanks.